This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
USDA officials saying the new and improved dairy margin protection program worth a last-minute look by dairy producers, but the sign-up time is running out. Actually, we are down to the last minute. And here's Undersecretary of Agriculture Bill Norrie on the new Dairy Margin Protection Program.
We know it doesn't work for all producers, and certainly don't want to make the case where this is going to fix all the financial issues that dairy producers have. But it can contribute towards covering a little bit of some very challenging margins that producers have gone through. So we hope in the future those margins will widen out and producers will be profitable without an insurance program kicking in. But it's sure important to be able to try and get some insurance if that'll work.
We have more on the new and improved margin protection program and the deadline at DairyRadioNow.com. So we are past Memorial Day now, the unofficial kickoff to summer, and the heat is on. Dr. Mike Hutchins, renowned dairy extension specialist with the University of Illinois, joins us to talk a very important subject this time of year, heat stress. So Mike, let's break it down. What is heat stress, really?
Well, heat stress means that the cow now builds heat reserve in the body, and she has to dissipate that. The number you might want to remember are twofold. 68 degrees Fahrenheit is a nice number to use there. In fact, you will actually feel not heat stressed at all, but your cow will be. Remember, she's got that rumen inside of her, and she generates the same amount of heat that you have in your furnaces in the winter time period as well. The other one is what we call the THI, the temperature humidity index, and that should be under 140, and that is adding together the temperature Fahrenheit and humidity that your cows will be experiencing as far as that goes. Well, what should you be looking for your cows if you've got heat stress? Perhaps the most obvious thing, the easiest to see, will be cows panting. In fact, if they have more than the respiration rate greater than 60 per minute or 1 a second, that cow now is under heat stress. And you can use sentinel cows in the herd. You have to watch every cow. You can pick out a half a dozen cows that may be showing that. Besides the panting, many times they'll have their mouth open. They're trying to get more air in. They'll be drooling at times. And the other bad news, Bill, is that they won't be cut chewing. And that has ramifications on rumen acidosis we'll talk about a bit later. Another thing you might see is that they're standing in free stalls. And you say, wow, why don't they lay down? They're pretty comfortable free stalls. We have sand in there, or we have well bedded, and they just have a more cooling sensation standing there, and that puts more stress also on that dairy cow as well. The other thing that happens as she's trying to dissipate the heat, she increases her maintenance requirements by about 10 or 15% depending on the temperature. And what that simply means is now I need an extra 2 pounds of dry matter intake to pay the bill for the increased maintenance. Maintenance means she pays that bill first before she gets pregnant, before she produces milk or grows or anything like that. Besides that, she eats less feed, and so now it's a double whammy. She needs 2 more pounds of dry matter, and she'll need 2 or 3 pounds less because she knows eating that feed, she will produce more body heat. The bottom line, you might see milk drops as much as 6, 8, 10, 12 pounds of milk, and you'll see your milk components changing. Typically in summer, 0.2 drop in butterfat test is pretty common, 0.1 in milk protein, and of course that affects the milk check as well. So if our cows have heat stress in your farm, there are probably 2 main areas to look at. The first one I'm going to call, Bill, is mechanical, which simply says be sure we've got shade. This may include roofs over freestall areas where cows can get in with high roofs ideally. Could be shade cloths put over the feed bunk or shaded feed bunks. In some farms, there'll be trees. Another one is putting water on the cow. Now, that means those cows are going to probably be in a freestall environment here or in some concrete areas. We're going to wet the cow down because much like when you jump in the swimming pool and get out, you know you feel cooler. That's one reason you swim. Same thing for the cow. The third one is air movement. Usually means fans in the freestalls to keep air movement on here. In some cases, natural ventilation. If you've got curtains, you raise them with a high roof, or you'll put in a cross-ventilated barn. And finally, the other thing is some feeding things you can do. Number one, put buffers in. Because the rumen becomes more acidic, sodium bicarbonate and potassium carbonate can be good. A nice tool is calculate the DCAD, dietary cation difference or balance. And normally on normal rations, 250 milliequivalents for lactating cow per kilogram of dry matter. We should be targeting over 350. Maryland says 400 is the magic number. Feeding cows during cooler times of the season, that include in pasture or delivering TMRs at the nighttime period. And then actually putting in a cooler ration, which means more grain, higher quality forages because fiber generates heat here, adding fat because fat doesn't generate heat, and monensin, which will increase the blood glucose levels for those cows. Bottom line, be aware, heat stress is here. Help your cattle out as much as you can. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins from the University of Illinois. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.